From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Once again, it is DM time. We are here to find out what it is that you are saying to us.
What do people want to know today, Deepa? What are they asking?
Okay, Stephanie wrote in and asked, hey guys, have you guys ever thought about doing your own talk show? I think you guys would be so good at it, and I absolutely love you.
The hell does that mean? What do we do now?
What do you mean?
Like a talk show? Like a television? Like Oprah?
Yeah, I feel like that's what it means. Oh. Like a televised thing.
We've been doing a talk show for 13 plus years now.
Roz was like, so offended.
No, I was like... What, do you want us to talk more? like a television talk show?
I feel like that's what they mean.
No,
man,
no. Because listen, I know the way that those things work in this country, okay? And that is, you know, at first you're going to launch this big thing and, you know, the company's going to spend some money and you're going to bring you in a couple of like real big guests and you're going to have a big giant splash. And then in 2 weeks, you're killing yourself because it is just such a disaster and you're talking to people that you don't want to talk to.
Yeah.
And
you're talking to like the local doctor about how to prevent toe fungus.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Episode one would be like The Rock and Millie Bobby Brown and like Kevin Hart.
No.
Right. And then by the time you get to the following week, doctor with toe fungus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about cheese.
You know, like, what's wrong with cheese?
No, but like, I'm fine with all that stuff, but no, I have no desire to notice. It's too much work and it's too produced. I don't know. It's not for me. Like that kind of talk show thing, daytime talk show. No. Now, if we did an evening show, I had thought for a long time.
Oh yeah. That'd be super lit.
I thought for a long time that we could do a once a week. The problem is that budget-wise, nobody would let us do a show once a week. They would want us to do a show every day in order to justify the costs. I would never do that. I would do a show once a week where we took sort of everything that was cool that we did on this show and we went into a studio and we sort of did it like on television where we had game show sets to play all our games and all of this stuff. Like I always thought that that would be really, really cool, right? But, you know, certainly nobody's going to pay for that, and they're not going to pay for, you know, sets and production and everything else. But I think that if we did like a Friday night show, I think it would do very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is now our call out to potential investors.
Ooh, yes. What's your elevator pitch?
I just did it, but the problem is the only investor that would be willing to do it is the company that already owns our asses, and I don't think that
they're giving us money,
and they're not going to pay for a show, right? And then they would probably want us to do it for no more extra money. You think I'm going to do a whole television?
No, we can't.
No.
So the short answer, long answer, is no.
Yes.
Okay,
Deepa.
All right, Stephanie.
What else you got?
Interesting question. Ed asks, what are you starting to like less as you get older?
People.
Oh. It's like Roz has had the answer ready for years.
For as long as I've known you.
Fun.
You don't like people or fun.
Yeah.
When did that start?
Yeah.
Longer than you and I have known each other.
Ever since I started getting older, right?
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
85?
Yeah, 20. So as soon as I started, turned about 20, I was like,
that's
look.
Interesting.
That's a long time to be living with those feelings. No wonder you wrote a memoir.
Yeah, true. Okay, so hold on here. So Mocha, name something that you now, what was the question that you enjoy less as you get older?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Okay. Yeah.
Mocha, name something that you enjoy less as you get older.
Maybe traffic.
Traffic? Okay.
Yeah, because before it was just like
whatever.
I was on my own time.
Sure.
No real timelines. I kind of knew when I needed to leave to get to a certain destination. And if I was a little bit late, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, my day is so structured where timing matters for like literally every single minute, right?
Yeah.
So traffic is my answer.
Good one.
Deepa, we know that you're the youngest on the show, but you know, I'm sure that you've grown to dislike things as you age.
Yeah. I just don't like going out in general, but well, I was never allowed to go out to begin with.
I was just going to
say,
I was like, all those years of hard partying, you're finally over it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
People was not allowed out of the house after 7 p.m. and didn't even have a house key to her own home.
Yeah.
Her parents, she had to call ahead of time, and her parents would have to open the front door for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And this was up until 2 years ago.
Yeah. Not false.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a wild one.
Other than that, anything else, Diva?
No. Just that.
Just that.
Okay, Diva. We have time for literally one more DM, please.
Okay. Oh, this is a long one. It's more of a comment. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Megan says, hi there. I'm hoping this is the place to leave DMs. Yes, it is. I just want to say this show has been my saving grace on my way to work every single day. For years, I was in a high-stress environment that is located over an hour from where I live, meaning I'm driving on stressful highways every single day. I have 4 children, 2 of which are my stepsons, 1 a preteen daughter, and a 1-year-old.
Wow.
Life is really, really hectic and crazy to say the least, but I look forward to my mornings heading into work because I'm able to listen to this show, enjoy my coffee, and have some laughs. Over the last couple of years, it's felt like I've been carpooling to work with Roz, Mocha, and their incredible coworkers, and I'm always in a good mood when I get there because of that.
That's the highest compliment. Thank you, Megan, sending you nothing but love. Thank you for all of your DMs. We talk about them every day. These are the conversations that happen because of them, so keep the DMs coming in. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Deepa's very excited about today's DMs, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Okay, I think this first one's really funny. Emily wrote in and said, what do Roz and Mocha think about this clip? So, Mocha, I sent you a clip to play. Mm-hmm. I want to give you context. Just play it.
Oh. Okay.
When I have to get up early, it's to do a morning radio show. I'm sure you're familiar with morning radio. Generally, the morning radio format, there's a main guy, there's a laughing guy, and there's a baffled and shocked woman. That's the classic setup. If I was to do just a sound impression of morning radio, it would be, brr, 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 brr. Oh, fellas. When I have to get up early.
Oh, come on. Yo, so, that show sounds super lit. I'd listen.
Man. Right?
Yeah, Emily wanted to know what you thought about that clip.
That's great. That's accurate? Mark Maron, by the way.
Yeah, Mark Maron's great.
He is hilarious.
I've heard that before. Yeah, he's funny as hell, man. Mark Maron, it's weird. Mark Maron looks so much like my dad.
Oh, really?
But Mark Maron, did you ever watch Glow?
No.
Uh-uh.
You never saw Glow?
No, that's a wrestling one, right?
Yeah. Are we talking about the same Mark Maron? Yeah. The guy with the podcast?
Yeah.
So Glow was the Netflix show about the female wrestling league.
I'll get
How
into
have
that.
You never seen that?
I
it's
know,
so
I
good.
I know.
But Mark Maron in that show, because that show takes place in like the 80s. Like when that show came on, like my brother like watched episode 1 and then like came down, walked into my place and went, bro, did you see that? And I was like, yeah, because watching Mark Maron on Glow is like looking at my dad.
Oh,
it's
really?
Crazy. Oh,
buddy.
Same glasses,
yeah.
Smokes like crazy, like wore the same stupid shirts and everything else.
Could you
right?
make, I mean, obviously you can make the disconnect because you know it's not your dad, but like every time you saw him on the screen, is that...
I only see my
dad.
It's so crazy. And I've never met anybody because like it's not like guys who look like my dad became movie stars, right? You know what I mean, right? I love Mark Maron. I think that, and I've heard that before, and he's a brilliant guy.
Anyway, that sounds like a hilarious radio show.
It really does. That sounds like the greatest show of all time.
I would absolutely listen.
Of all time.
Next DM, please.
All right, fellas. Christy wrote in and said, what was your biggest accomplishment in elementary school?
Elementary school?
I love this. Yes.
Oh my God.
Now we're talking.
I knew Shem would have an answer.
Okay, Shem, go. You go.
Elementary school.
I know.
Well, grade 6,
yeah.
The first of 3 valedictorian awards.
Grade 6.
Nice.
Six. Yeah, man.
Nice.
Well, good.
I have 2 moments in elementary school that I'm pretty proud of.
Okay.
One was when I was trying out for the high jump team.
Wow.
With your height.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was down, they only had one spot on the team left.
Yeah.
And it was down to me and another kid named Chris.
Okay.
And there were other kids who were in the gym, and then there were other kids who were doing tryouts outside track. And then they all piled into the gym, and it was straight out of a movie. And it was me and Chris battling it out.
Ooh.
To see who would make the team. And guys, I won.
Yay, Mocha!
I beat Chris. But then I made it. We went to I went to track and field that year.
Yeah.
Oh man, I lost so hard. And then I remember I told you guys a story about being in high school and and doing a high jump and like thinking I cleared the bar. I went underneath the bar.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Embarrassing. Damn it.
Hold on. The other thing, Shem, even though you got valedictorian in grade six, in grade eight, I was awarded.
Okay.
With.
Hit me.
The Christian Leadership Award.
Wow! Nice! Jesus, take the wheel.
Hold on. Jesus asking me to take the
wheel. We got a valedictorian, a Christian leader. Damn it, Maury, quickly, from elementary school, not high school, biggest accomplishment in elementary school.
All I remember is being picked by Carlos Mendez to be accepted to the back hill, where all the cool kids play.
Wow, that's nice.
Excuse me?
To do what at the back hill?
Yeah, what went on at the back hill?
That's just where the cool kids played.
What did you play?
No, you sort of just sit there. But I moved from the side hill to the back hill.
Okay. So playing with a friend, right?
There you go.
Playing with a friend. Deepa, we know that this was, I don't know if you can think back to the 3 or 4 years it was since you were in elementary school.
Very hard. My memory's foggy.
But your greatest accomplishment from elementary school.
Okay, so in the fourth grade, they reintroduced speech arts to the TDSB. And I did a speech about my favorite Bollywood actor, Shah Rukh Khan. So I won the classroom competition. Okay. I won the school-wide competition. Yeah. Then I went to the Ontario levels, and I won the Ontario competition with my speech about Bollywood actor, Shah Rukh Khan.
So in each level, did you give the exact same speech, or you had to change it?
I had the exact same speech, and I had a shirt with his face on it.
Yeah.
And I remember how it started. I was like, I'm pretty sure everyone wants to know about the most famous actor in the world. His name is Shah Rukh Khan. And then I'd zip down my jacket and open it up so everybody could.
Hey now, racy.
Well, I was in the fourth grade. It wasn't as racy as you think it is. Okay. But yes.
Jeez.
Damn.
So we got a public speaker, we got a Christian leader, we got a valedictorian, and Maury on a hill.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you very much for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in because we love talking about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
First and foremost, thank you for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us every day. Absolutely love them.
What do we have today, Deepa?
Okay, I love this question. It's from Ed. Ed says, describe your first date. How old were you? Where did you go? Was it super awkward or did it go very smoothly?
Ooh. Deepa, since you're so excited about this question.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. You start off.
Okay, so this is my first date with my now husband, Thalal. I was 18 years old and I wasn't allowed to go out. So I was dating him during my work hours because I took a year off after high school to work.
Wait,
so
you date somebody during work hours?
She got to work?
Yeah.
Does that mean outside of work hours you're single?
Yeah.
Single Deepa?
What does that mean?
I dated him
during work hours.
Yeah. I used to work at a nonprofit and I was a motivational speaker.
So he was just your 9-to-5 man?
I remember one of my first dates, I was like, hey, do you want to come see a speech at a school with me? And he's like, sure. So he had to come meet me at my office. I wasn't driving, so somebody had to drive us to the school. They dropped us off. She went to a Starbucks, picked us back up, and then brought us back to work. And then I was like, hey, guys, I'm just going to go to Tim Hortons with him because I like him. And we went. I sat there for 3 hours, missed the entire day of work. And I got back and realized that I had other things to do and I got in a little bit of trouble. But yes, during work hours, he would come in our office.
What about the first time you guys went for dinner together or went to a restaurant in the evening? What was that date like?
That happened when we got married.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. Come on now. Extreme.
Come on now. You only been married a year.
Come on now.
wasn't that late. I can't tell you about that. I don't remember that.
Wow.
But yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. That so that's incredible.
Do you remember your first date, Roz?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it in your book?
No, I don't think my
it's
first
not,
date.
Not again, Maury.
Yeah,
did not
Maury didn't read my book. No, I don't think my first date was. I talk about a lot of other firsts in the book. But we don't have to get into those now because my child is probably listening. My first date,
You did write about it. Your dad drove you.
No, that wasn't my first date, Maury.
Again, you did not read the book.
No, that wasn't my first date. I think my first date was, we used to have a place called the Sub Shop in Acton, mm-hmm. right? And I think maybe I went there. I don't know. Or what? No, I think your first date when you're like a kid is you just go to the park. Right? Wasn't
yeah.
that like your
my first date.
Your first date? Like, I'm talking my first kissing date, uh-huh. right?
Okay.
Like, my first kissing date was probably just like at the park.
Yeah,
like,
my where you first just, date was just...
you just ride bikes and kiss.
Meet up at the movie theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Movies, popcorn, making out. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we didn't have a movie theater. Jesus.
Oh.
That's like bougie.
What did you have?
A movie yeah. theater?
We didn't have a movie theater.
Really?
No.
So did you grow up in a cave?
Pretty much, man.
Sorry, I know. Staying okay. still. I apologize.
Right? Yeah, pretty much. No, you went to the park and you would like ride your bikes to the very, very end of the park where all the goose, the geese were. Mm-hmm. And you would
say goose poop.
No, it was. It was covered in goose
oh,
poop.
Gross.
Right? But nobody could see you there. And then you would sit on a picnic table mm-hmm. and like, you know, and make out a little bit. And that was the date.
Were there drive-ins? Like
a drive-in
yeah.
in Acton, where I grew up?
Yeah.
What, is he a millionaire?
Come on, where do you think I grew up?
I don't know. I thought that...
My parents... No, we had nothing, Deepa. There was nothing in my... Deepa,
back then, they delivered milk to you.
Well, Deepa, you have to understand this, okay? One of the biggest... I will never forget this. One of the biggest, most, like, crazy days of my life growing up in that small town where we were like, oh my God, can you believe it? It was all anyone could talk about for months is when we got a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ooh.
And guess what? They had to walk there barefoot uphill.
Wow. I never
both
said
ways.
That.
While milking a cow.
While milking a cow?
I never heard of that before.
You gotta get your own milk, right?
So they delivered it from a truck.
Jesus. If you didn't want to deliver it, you gotta get it somehow.
Come on, man. Okay.
Deepa, next DM, please.
You guys all suck. Who's okay. snorting?
No.
Who's snorting right now? Who snorted?
Deepa.
Yeah. Okay, this is from Andy. Roz is my, I don't know if I'm saying this right, so someone might have to correct me.
Okay.
Roz is my Jiraiya from Naruto. He's at a point of life where he's becoming a sage, all powerful and all knowing. When I'm old, I want to reach the same milestone.
Okay, but I don't know what he called me. Emma, should I be upset right now?
I think it's a character from
anime,
the show, right?
Anime.
Oh.
This is what he looks here. Like. He's got white hair.
Ooh.
Pretty swole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Looks
okay.
like. Sounds
but like.
Kind of raggedy dressing.
Shut up. What's the
headband.
Matter with you? Stop comparing me to people that hurt my feelings. Okay? Just stop.
I'm describing what this character is wearing right now.
I know. To me, that guy looks pretty cool, and then you just
he
tore him to pieces.
Cool.
And
yeah.
now I feel
cool,
terrible
though.
About
all
myself
powerful.
All of a sudden.
He's so strong.
All powerful, all knowing. So I feel like
okay.
this is a compliment
yes,
to you.
I will take it as a compliment.
Right?
I will take it as a compliment. But the next time you want to give me a compliment, don't do the comparison. You can just say that I'm wise and that you really like me. You don't have to compare it to somebody. Then Mocha's going to look it up, and then I feel terrible about myself.
All right,
wearing ratty ass clothes,
listening.
Right? Like, don't and make sure he's well dressed. Okay, the next time you compare me to somebody,
yeah.
don't send it. Don't Mocha's going to start looking up hobos.
So,
okay.
So keep that in mind when you're sending
right?
us the DMs or you're
yes.
reaching out to us via DM because you know we talk about them every day, and these are
Thank
the conversations
you.
That
mm-hmm.
Roz is very enthusiastic about to get into. Thanks, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive.
All right, almost DM time. Deepa is here. We talk about your DMs every single day.
Deepa, what do we got coming up today?
All right, first comes from Kadu. Kadu says, hey, Deepa, I just wanted to send some big love to you, Roz, Mocha, Shem, and dammit, Maury. I live in Vancouver, so that's the only way I can catch the show. I play y'all constantly while working, and it helps me get through the day, even if I'm having a rough one. Y'all are the best.
Aww.
That's a nice one.
That's great.
Big up Van City.
Yes. Becky wrote in and says, Roz's book was full of him being so vulnerable. What is one vulnerable thing about each of you we all don't know and are willing to share? Roz gets a pass on this. Thank you for sharing so much of yourself with us in this book.
You, first That's of all, you question. Are very welcome. People have been incredible. I will never be able to get through all of the messages that people have written me because they're writing me like 1,000-word sort of essays in my DMs. And a lot of people saw a lot of themselves in the book, and it was quite incredible. So now we get to the dirt.
Damn it, Maury, you want to start?
Don't start with me because I'm still trying to think about what vulnerable means.
Oh. Okay. So you Google look that vulnerable up. More.
Deepa?
I feel like... I'll just be open and honest about being a woman in the industry because I feel like that can be a touchy subject. I think because I've been in the industry for 8 years, I've really had to develop a thick skin. I went through a lot. I went through a lot of self-esteem issues where I wanted to quit the industry because of things people were saying about me online. Mm-hmm. And that was really, really tough because I was like 18 years old, 19 years old starting in the industry. So that was really tough. But now... it's really strange because, like, as a woman in the industry, I get criticized for, like, the exact same thing that men do in the industry. Like, if I make jokes or I make comments or I poke fun of a situation, all of a sudden I'm, like, mean and I'm nasty and I'm the B word. But when men do the exact same thing, it's, like, hilarious and totally accepted. So I think that over the years, I've really had to develop a thick skin to deal with that stuff because it's not easy, right? Like, I feel like for all of us, we come on the show and we're just ourselves and, like, we can't be anything but ourselves. But sometimes being yourself is not really appreciated. So that's a tough thing to deal with.
Stop being such a
Okay. Run!
I was just proofing Deepa's point, right? That's all I was doing.
But oh my God. He was like, when are you going to stop talking so I can insert this?
I will say this, Deepa.
Yeah, you will say what?
Oh my God.
No, I will say this. And I think that you, because I've known you a while.
Yeah.
And I will say that it is, it's apparent that you have grown a thicker skin. And whether it actually helps you out or whether it was out of necessity or not, I think that it's just something, and I think that you nailed it, that that has to happen.
Like
it's not an option for you to sort of not have that. And I met you, I don't even know, like when you started, like 8 years ago. You were like child, right?
Yeah, I was like working at the Family Channel.
like you were
At ET Canada.
Yeah. Intern at ET Canada. Yeah.
And I think that the problem too is and especially for somebody like Deepa, is that you were one of the more optimistic people that I think that I had met at that age, where you were like, oh my God, this is awesome every day. And when you meet people that are that young, and especially when they're a young woman, you just like, you don't want to tell them because you don't want to like break their spirit, because optimism is so key to everything that we do.
You don't want to taint it.
You don't want to taint it, right? Yeah. But you want to warn somebody, but you don't want to warn somebody because you don't want to take that sort of spirit away and make somebody super jaded at a very young age, right? Like it sucks. But no, I can see it in you that you've had to develop a thick skin, and you know, and it's, and in a way, it's kind of heartbreaking that you've had to do it, you know, because of the things that people have said. But you know, you just sort of thrive under those conditions, I guess, right?
Yeah. Damn, Maury, you've had time to look up what vulnerable.
Go ahead.
Means.
Go ahead.
Shem, can I share?
God, I'm not. Follow that. I got like a lot of heavy stuff that have happened.
Yeah. Do you want to sleep on it? Just joking.
Oh, wow.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. Roz. Oh my God.
I can't make a sleep joke to somebody suffering from sleep apnea.
Is this one of your vulnerable moments, Sam, that you would like to unpack?
No.
My sleep apnea is one of my more vulnerable moments.
Oh,
emotional.
Emotional.
Emotional. I let a friggin' tear today.
See what happens when you give me a pass?
Oh my God.
Right? See what happens when you give me a pass?
This is all built up from every time we've like gone in on Roz. He's just saving it.
Mocha, you got anything?
After what you said to Deepa and Shem?
Come on now.
No.
No?
I'm good.
You're good?
Everyone knows everything about me.
No insecurities.
Secrets. No, I
no
feel
vulnerabilities.
Great. Everything is amazing. Nothing like
that. Okay. Good okay. choice, Mocha.
You know what? You should stop being a b too.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Yo, Ross is on one today. Ross is really on one today. Okay, thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in.
Deepa just went cross-eyed.
Ross and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
DM Deep Dive time. Love this. Every day we do this.
What do we got today, Deepa? What do people want to know?
Okay.
Oh, no.
What?
No, this is... Sorry, it's I said okay? no dramatically.
Oh,
it's okay.
Okay.
It doesn't involve you, Ross. You're safe.
Wow.
Okay, go.
Stephanie wants to know, how much money would Shem pay to get verified on Instagram?
Oh, wow. Would you pay Shem?
Oh.
I think you would.
You would.
I think you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you pay would you pay $500?
Yep.
$1,000?
No.
No. Okay. $750.
Sorry, is this for the year or per month?
Forever. Oh, forever.
Forever.
Per
month.
Per month.
Damn.
That'd be the most expensive subscription service.
Yeah. I'd pay $750.
You would.
Huh? Yeah. I'd
would
pay
$800?
What if it was regular $1,000? There was a deal for $825.
Choices.
I'm not mad at a deal.
sale.
Knock it down to 800 or?
Yeah, 800.
Yeah, I go 800.
Yeah, okay. 800. Yeah, wow. Only if regular price was a
right, yes.
I would do 800.
You would.
Listen,
wow.
All four of you know there is something really special about being verified on IG, especially with all the stuff happening with Twitter right now and verification. Yep. Yeah. You know, you're at the top of everybody's thread. Mm-hmm. You know, people like your comment. I just feel like there's a status thing to it that myself as a normie, I don't really get on Instagram.
I agree.
So. Especially when you post the thirst traps, right?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Right, let me go find one real quick.
Oh, Mocha's creepy.
Oh. I know Shem is the king of new profile pic.
Right? I haven't done one in a minute. I know,
but that's just how I remember you.
Like
though.
This is a black and white one, and Shem
loves the black and white shot.
In all white,
yeah,
white pants, white shoes,
wow.
White dress shirt, white tie, white blazer.
Come on now,
and he's just like not looking at the camera, just
come
looking
on
off.
Into
you
the
never
distance,
can, right? Yeah. And the
oh,
caption,
you never can.
The caption simply reads. Taking it all in.
Wow.
Come on, Shem. Oh. We know what you're doing.
Hey. Yeah, you can't look into the camera. There's a certain douchiness about it. Look away.
Wait, I think it's more douchey to look away from the camera,
well,
no?
Listen. Thank you, Deepa.
Right?
Thank you,
well,
thank you.
Nobody
thank
asked
you.
Any of you okay, guys, so, all right? Oh. What's your opinions? You verify.
Yo, and then the next one. Hold on. Here, on the complete flip side, in full color, okay?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Black pants, black t-shirt, silver chain.
Ooh, okay. That's a look.
Sunglasses.
What's
that's
he saying now? What's he saying now? What's
aviators,
he saying now?
Again, looking off into the distance,
yeah,
right?
What's he saying?
Both hands in his pocket.
Hit me.
Talk to me.
A work in progress and enjoying the process.
Come on. Listen. You got me excited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's $800 verification right there.
Shem almost just followed himself.
At Shem, followed
yeah.
by Shem.
Yeah.
Yeah, next DM, please, Deepa.
At Shem.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see here. Yeah. Do. Oh, Taylor, I like this question. Roz, did anyone that you went to high school with ever reach out to you after you became famous?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good question.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Tons. Yeah. Tons.
Even
tons,
back
tons.
In your, like, ET, when did it start? Like, ET Canada days when you were... Like when you were doing TV?
Because I think that when social, like when that sort of social media started, because we started ET Canada right around the same time, like Facebook started to take off, right? Yeah. So the two of those things happened together. Mm-hmm. And then you and I on this show, we were sort of at the birth of Twitter.
Yeah.
Right? So we sort of took off. But for sure. And then it's happened sort of, there have been spurts over the years, like really when I started ET Canada, and then very much so when we started this show. Like mm-hmm. that was a wave. And then again, when the book came out, there was mm-hmm. a whole new sort of group of people that I hadn't heard from.
Do you remember any of them? Or not really?
I do. Like, I remember their faces, but like I'm really bad at putting faces to names. Mm-hmm. Plus, I grew up with about 47 girls named Tracy.
Wow.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know how many.
And you can't even be like, oh, that was Tracy S. Because out of that big group,
bro,
there were like
9 Tracy S's.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Tracy W, there's like 11 of them.
Yes. Right. I grew up with a lot of Tracys, a lot of Jasons.
Oh, a lot of Bonnies?
A lot of Bonnies.
Yeah,
right.
Small town.
Yeah. A lot of Bonnies. Uh-huh. A couple Chads.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Any Brads?
Marks. Oh, the Marks.
Any Brads?
Tons of Brads. And the Nicoles, don't even get me started on the Nicoles.
Any right, so. Any of like hyphenated names like Becky Lynn?
All of them.
Oh. Like Tracy would have been like Tracy Lynn?
All of them. Yeah. 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 But it's Tracy Lynn B because of the other Tracy Lynn.
It's very confusing.
Yes, it's very, so you understand why it's difficult for me,
sure.
Right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Deepa, we have time for one more DM, please.
Priya wrote in and said, I wish Roz and Mocha had merch. I tried looking for our e-shoot since they're such a big part of our lives. Ended up just filming a shot of the display in the car for our e-shoot video.
Aw.
That's cute.
You know, for the longest time, I think for the duration of the show, we had always talked about the potential of having merch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But again, like, who's going to fund it? And it's a lot of time, money, and marketing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, like, we could have easily done T-shirts. We mm-hmm. could have done, like, damn it, Maury's signature boxers. Mm-hmm. And I think people would have paid for those because with a custom little pocket on the top to put your boogers, right? Like, we could have really... Like, we could have really done some cool things with merch, right? Like sort of catered to, exactly, Maury would have bought that. Catered to sort of like all of us, right? Like, I think that we really could have done some cool merch. We still can. You know, I don't, like, do people want to buy stuff? I guess people would wear Roz and Mocha T-shirt, like, if it looked cool and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
definitely.
T-shirts, hats.
Yeah.
Scarves. You're still into your scarves. Roz and Mocha scarves.
Yes, and Deepa could get the, like a what would Deepa bracelet do, and then you flip it over and go nothing because her dad will find out.
Right? Yeah, that's a necklace.
Right?
Accurate. Bestseller.
No, that's the matching necklace. Yes. You got to get the set. Thank you for all of your DMs. These are the conversations that happen because of them. Thank you so much, Deepa. That was awesome.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5,
kiss925.com,
or download the KISS 92.5 app.